Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 372, How I Budget with a Variable Income, by Kristen Wong of thewildwong.com. And a happy Tuesday to all of you out there in podcast land. Happy 1st of August to you as well. I am Dan, your host here on the show, and this is where I read to you from some of the best blogs on personal finance. And now let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How I Budget with a Variable Income, by Kristen Wong of thewildwong.com. Freelancing is great, but there are some things I miss about full-time employment, like free coffee, mingling with coworkers, and cheaper health insurance, and a steady paycheck. For the most part, my income doesn't vary too much from month to month, but it does vary. Even though I have the luxury of steady work, there are still certain factors that can make my monthly income difficult to predict, like how long it takes a client to pay. Here's how I've learned to budget with a variable income over the years. I budget for famine, not feast. My hairstylist once described her freelance business as feast or famine. You can feast like a king one month and then find yourself eating ramen every day the next. You don't want to budget based on feast months because during those months of famine, you won't have enough to pay the bills. Instead, I budget for famine, meaning I budget according to my lowest paid month from the past 6 months. I use that amount to come up with a spending plan using zero-sum budgeting. With a zero-sum budget, you list all of your basic living expenses, budget for them, then put the excess to work, giving every dollar a specific job, whether it's paying off debt, saving for retirement, or some other goal. My famine budget errs on the side of caution, but if your income doesn't vary too much and has been fairly steady for the past year, you might just consider using your average income from the past 12 months. This way, you're sort of getting the best of both worlds. When your salary is higher than average, you can save the leftover amount. When your salary is lower than average, you can use that leftover money to pay yourself more. Don't forget your business expenses. Business expenses. I'm not just talking some notepads and pens for your home office. When you're freelance, you have to pay your taxes throughout the year. You have to pay for your own health insurance. And ideally, you'd be able to sock away some cash for retirement. And the thing is, you want to make sure you can afford all of these expenses before you pay yourself a salary. The bottom line? In order to actually create a budget with a variable income, you have to come up with a realistic number to pay yourself every month. Also, I reassess my situation every few months and adjust my paycheck accordingly in case my income has taken a hit. Beef up your emergency fund. As one financial planner suggested over at Consumer Reports, it's ideal if you can beef up the amount in your emergency fund if you plan to be self-employed. Quote, Tom O'Connell, president of International Financial Advisory Group in Parsippany, New Jersey, recommends his self-employed clients aim for an emergency savings fund that can cover at least 6 to 12 months of living expenses as extra protection, just in case they hit a dry spell and have no income. That's double what he recommends for clients with jobs that offer steady benefits. The worst thing you can do, he says, is dip into retirement savings or college savings because you don't have a large enough backup pool. End quote. Again, this might not be super realistic for everyone. It's hard to save that much money when you're just starting out as a freelancer. If possible, it's good to ease into self-employment with a buffer, and sometimes that means freelancing while you have the steady income of a regular job. For example, before I moved to Los Angeles to pursue a writing career, I used my full-time job to save for a what-if-I-can't-find-a-job fund. A little over a year into my relocation, I completely drained that fund, thanks to a tax mishap. I'm not sure what would have happened if I hadn't had that extra money saved to begin with, though. An emergency fund gives you the freedom and flexibility to make certain choices, like not giving up on your goal to be a freelancer. Separate business and personal accounts. For a long time, I didn't really see a need to separate my business and personal finances. Everything was so straightforward that it really didn't seem to matter. But as my freelance business grew, I started hiring subcontractors to take on tasks like video editing, graphics, transcribing, and so on. I also had more business expenses like software, apps, and conference fees. My situation became a bit more complicated. Now I had to worry about deductions, expenses, taxes, and paychecks. It was time to open separate accounts just for business. Here's my system. A business checking account. This is my main account to receive client payments and pay for business expenses. A business savings account. I use this to save for taxes. My personal checking account. This is where I pay for all of my personal bills and expenses like mortgage payments and groceries. My personal savings account. My emergency fund. Not only is everything separated and easier to find, it's super easy to search for tax deductions now, this system makes budgeting easier in general. I simply pay myself a regular paycheck from my business checking account every month on the same date. The money goes directly into my personal checking account. It's like getting a paycheck from an actual employer, but the employer is me. You might prefer to split your monthly payment into bi-weekly payments. I like to keep things simple, so I just pay myself once a month. This is the gist of how I budget with a variable income, but I do tweak the system every now and then to see what works. That's just kind of the nature of the business. If your income isn't steady, chances are it's going to take some trial and error and customization to figure out what works for you. If you can pay yourself a guaranteed amount every month, though, it'll go a long way. You just listened to the post titled, How I Budget with a Variable Income, by Kristen Wong of thewildwong.com.
For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And that does it for 372 episodes of Optimal Finance Daily. Thanks so much for listening all the way through, everybody, and I will see you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.